again. Tim Karskadden here again from Shreveport, Louisiana, from Christian Center of Shreveport. And this week on our podcast, you know, we're dealing with, can Christians have demons? So we're delving into this very controversial topic. So join us again today. Well, here we go. We're going after this thing. I'm realizing that there's probably critics out there. This is a good chance for them to attack us on this topic, because we have a strong belief in this that probably is contrary to what many believe. You know, and I don't have time to fight those fights. You know, it's just not worth my time or your time as well, because our goal is to set people free. When Jesus said he came to destroy the works of Satan, then that is our responsibility as well, is to participate with that. His ministry of deliverance did not end just because he left the earth. He gave us his Holy Spirit that we would continue the work of which he did. And these are the works. We pray for the sick. We cast out demons. We heal. You know, we do different things that Christ has told us to do. And I think this is one of the most avoided areas because it's so unknown. You know, we're talking about a realm that is totally foreign to most of us. We live in the natural realm. So, you know, this demonic realm is so difficult to understand. I don't like to emphasize and spend all my energy studying darkness, but Paul tells us not to be ignorant of the schemes of the devil. So we don't need to be ignorant of them either. And so I think what Jesus did, and what I can tell in his life, when you look at his life, he dealt with this issue when it manifested. So it wasn't like he was looking for it. And I'm not saying that there aren't ministries that are just focused on deliverance. They are, you know, they actually invite people who are having problems and try to deal with them. I'm not saying that's wrong, but Jesus really didn't do it that way. He just became who he was, manifested himself and the glory of God in the earth, and then they showed up. That's the best way I can do it. You know, he's very practical in his dealings with demonic realm. You know, he emphasized the significance of this ministry, though, by doing it. He tells us in Matthew 12:28, he says, "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you." So what he's trying to do is, it said, when you see this type of a manifestation and you see this deliverance come on, Derek Prince calls it expelling or casting out, and that's the study we're doing right now of his book, You Shall Expel Demons. And he said, the kingdom of God is there. So it's like, when you see this, it's like, wow, it's right there among you. So, you know, this demonstration of casting out demons or releasing them, expelling them, it tells us several things, and he reveals this in his book, and we're studying that, like I said, on Sunday mornings. But one of the first thing it does is it reveals the existence of two opposing spiritual kingdoms. There is a kingdom of God and there is a kingdom of Satan. And then it also does the second thing, is it demonstrates that the victory of God's kingdom over Satan's is the preeminent victory that we have. You know, Satan would desire that he keeps this truth away from us, and he hides. I remember once when I had a minister from India come, and you know, they do massive amounts of deliverance because demons are just like walking on the streets there. I've been there. People don't hide it. They fully manifest it. You know, it's just like, here we are. And when he came to America, he was telling me that, you know, we have it tougher here in America. He said, because in India, it's obvious, he said, they don't hide their demonic possession and activity. But in America, he said, they hide it behind, you know, materialism, nice clothes. You know, you have that. And I've had that happen before. I've done deliverance on business people that I would have never thought had demonic activity. They looked so sophisticated. They were good people, etc. But there was full-blown demons there. So he would desire, Satan would, that we hide this fact, these facts, that there are two kingdoms, and that the ultimate thing he'd like to hide is that God has given us authority over that kingdom of darkness. So when Jesus cast them out, he went way beyond what was in the Old Testament from the time of Moses forward. You know, because the prophets of old performed many miracles, and that you know, came before the ministry of Jesus, and they healed the sick, they raised the dead, and they made you know, provision for many, so forth. But they could control even the powers of nature. But we don't see any record that any of them ever cast out a demon. And that was reserved for Jesus, because we needed his authority. It was a demonstration that the kingdom of God had come to the people that day when he did this. So how do we know the kingdom of God is manifesting around us? Well, this is one way, is that we see demonic activity being dealt with. And for us in the body of Christ, it's important that we deal with those within the house. You know, the Lord gave me a word earlier this year that this would be a season of evangelism. It would be breaking out all across our country. But he said, told me first it'll start in the church, that he's going to get his people saved. And I think one of the ways we can get them saved is get the demonic activity, the evil spirits that are binding them and tormenting them out of their lives. And so this is a ministry that is basically ignored by today's church in many parts of the world. You know, you see it in other countries, in the Far East and in third world countries, you see it a lot. So in America, it's distasteful to have somebody manifest in a meeting. It's distasteful to have demons and so forth. So we, in the honor of keeping good taste in a meeting, we allow people to let demons to reside in them. So we've got to deal with this, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to equip our people, and we're studying this again. We're revisiting this, a better way of putting it, because we've done this before. But just to sharpen our gift, the way we walk with this and what God's called us to do. So, you know, we can talk about this also about, you know, praying for the sick. You know, it's also, I want to say this, because the commission, he puts praying for the sick and casting out demons together. He didn't separate them, because we know many times that demons are the infirm spirit within somebody. Derek even tells his own story. Derek Prince tells a story that kind of, I think that, if I remember right, this is an old story, that kind of started his journey. He had liver cancer and had everybody who was somebody in healing ministry pray for him, couldn't get healed. And I remember him telling the story. He's an Episcopal priest from England, called him and said the Lord told him to come pray for him for his healing. And, you know, he said, well, son, I don't want to discourage you. I've had all the major healers, people in the healing ministry pray for me. He said, you can come and pray, but don't be discouraged if nothing happens, you know. So anyway, he said this young Episcopal priest came, laid hands on him, and all of a sudden he said he felt this war inside of him. Now, he's a full-blown minister of the gospel. And, you know, Derek, he walked in purity and holiness and an incredible walk with the Lord. And he said, all of a sudden, this war, he said, that's the best way he could describe it. This war went on in his belly. And he said it was like, you know, dogfight or something. I can't remember how he described it. It's many years ago. I heard his testimony. But it basically, and then he felt this thing. He screamed, and he felt this demons just leave his body. And basically, 2 weeks later or so, he went to the doctor and had no sign of cancer whatsoever. You know, and he had to ask the Lord. I remember him telling the story. He's like, God, what was that about? You know, and he said he didn't have any understanding other than just sometimes demons, you know, do that. We know that a curse without a cause will not take a light, but sometimes you're trying to figure out how to got there can be a waste of time. Get it out of there. You know, if you figure it out later, amen. If you don't, you're free. You know, I remember my mom in 2013, matter of fact, today on this broadcast, the 28th of August, this is her birthday, but would have been, she passed away in 17, but in 13, she had cancer. She was in the hospital. She was septic. She was on life support. And, you know, they were trying to get her off of life support after much prayer and so forth. And I, you know, spirit of death was just really strong on her. Doctors kept telling me she was going to die. And, you know, we were praying. And I remember when I was in the room, they said, okay, son, you know, we're going to take this off. We'll see how she does. They're pulling the respirator out of her throat, you know, the intubation. They were pulling it out of her throat. And I was standing there with my own naked eyes when I saw her, when they pulled that thing out of her mouth, out of her throat, I should say, I saw demons attached to the end of that respirator, and they flew out of the room. I freaked out. That's my mom, born again, spirit filled, tongue talking, loved Jesus more than anybody I have ever known in my life. And I saw that, and I saw then that spirit of death was gone. And she literally got healed right then and there. It amazed. There was a Muslim doctor there that was taking care of her. He was dumbfounded. I'm talking about dumbfounded. He could not even talk to me when he saw her sitting up and being in health, because he's the one that kept telling me she was going to die. And I just, you know, my testimony was my God's greater. And so I didn't even really, be honest with you, I was praying for a healing. I wasn't praying against demons per se, because I didn't think she, you know, that was the battleground, but it was. And so we were confessing when that thing came off, she'd be healed. And she was. And it was a great testimony of what the Lord can do. And so these are the practical things that defy, you know, theology. Theology says that doesn't happen. In reality, it does. So what are you going to believe? You're going to believe theologians? Or are you going to believe what you see with your own eyes? You know, they asked that one guy that got healed, who healed you? You know, and he said, I don't know. All I know is I was blind and now I see. And because they didn't believe Jesus could do such things and heal the blind. So, you know, you need to probably check your theology in reality is more important than anything else. And so these are just some examples today of ways that we've seen believers get free. And Derek Prince is a perfect example. My mother, others that we can tell you stories about being free. And they're born again, spirit-filled, love Jesus. And the demonic activity, it actually put a spirit of infirmity, sickness on them. Look, you want to keep your theology and stay sick? Or do you want to be able to say, look, maybe I'm wrong. Get the demonic out and see yourself get healed. Let's go for it. All right, we're going to dig a little bit deeper tomorrow. Keep coming back. I hope you still love us. I think you do. See you.